You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Chocolate, and he said didn't want to be bothered.
All right. Well, that's okay. their fault.
You know, when a business says they don't want free publicity, I wonder about
it. I got you.
Whatever, you run the place like you want.
That's right. Excellent. Well, appreciate it as always. Now I'm going to have to go and find a Snickers bar or something to go. I'll talk to you. Well, we'll see. Next week is up in the air. I might have to go on a trip. So I'll be in touch. But
Let me know.
All right. But
no problem.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Take care.
All right, Al. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye. Al War, Business with Al, giving you information about chocolate shops. How about that? All right, we're going to take a break. Got to go, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. You can expect long lines today at post offices around the country. Today is expected to be the busiest day for mailing and shipping around the country. David Rupert is a spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in Denver.
Make sure that you ship in a sturdy box. That's the biggest advice. Sometimes those shirt boxes are just too flimsy, and never wrap it in holiday wrapping.
The Postal Service is expected to handle over 600 million pieces of mail today, including about 40 million packages. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are officially going after each other on Twitter. The billionaire real estate developer and the Texas senator are the frontrunners of the moment in Iowa, and they've been tweeting shots since Friday. The exchanges heated up yesterday when Trump said on Fox News Sunday that Cruz acts like a, quote, a little bit of a maniac in the Senate. Cruz replied with a tweet linked to a YouTube video of the...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Slay and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
A New York representative is calling on more surveillance of Muslims. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirtz has the story.
New York Representative Peter King has told reporters law enforcement is being intimidated away from using a method to stop terrorism like police use to stop the mafia.
The only way you're going to find that out in the future is if you have constant surveillance on the ground. Unfortunately, police departments have been pushed away from that. I think if every department followed the model of what the NYPD was doing, you'd have much less chance of a plot like this succeeding.
King acknowledged the percentage of Muslims who would conduct terror is low, but that surveillance is still necessary. I'm Jason Wirt.
A Texas plumber is suing a Houston car dealer over a truck he sold to them that's now being used by ISIS in Syria. The 2005 Ford F-150 still has the plumber's business name and phone number clearly printed on the door. It's been seen in ISIS-promoted photos across the world, and that has reportedly caused the man to receive countless threatening phone calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and the surrounding area. Outside our studios right now, about 55 degrees, a little bit foggy. Today, calling for scattered showers in the late afternoon, otherwise patchy fog. It's a little foggy out there right now. Cloudy, otherwise high near 65. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight before midnight, then scattered showers, low in the 50s. Sunny on Tuesday, high in the 60s, and Tuesday night clear, low in the upper 30s. Sunny again Wednesday, high in the 50s, and then Wednesday night, maybe a slight chance of showers after 8 p.m. Thursday looks like showers likely Thursday to Thursday night, and then looking clear for the weekend. Temperatures are still fairly warm, so hang in there. Next is Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here, coming to you on Mondays for around 11 o'clock. This time every week, get together for talking about food, beverages, social occasions, anything coming up, food holidays, I like to call them. The chef Jake's here in Flemington. Been going on 25 years here, so I like to chat on Monday mornings, get ready for the week. So, big end of the month, big doings, right? Christmas or whatever, whichever
holiday you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate any holiday, celebrate anyway, right? And, of course, New Year, everybody, I think, has to own up to that one, turning of a new year, even though we have nothing to do with it, we celebrate anyway. But lots to look forward to, gatherings to family, acquaintances, friends, neighbors. Lots of occasions to celebrate with, well, it could be simple, could be complex, but just great, good food. So, going on this week, let's see, the eating the week. The 14th today, biscuits and gravy day. Biscuits and gravy. Old southern staple there. Sometimes the gravy has, most often, some crumbled, I like it with crumbled sausage. You could probably do little bits of ham or something in there, or even extend it to even like a chipped beef type thing if you want. I guess that's maybe chipped beef on toast, similar idea. But biscuits are great. You can have them any meal, quick dough. Obviously, not the time that it takes to do a yeast-raised dough, very, very quick to make. You can drop them, you can roll them and cut them, have them for dessert, have them as your bread, or have it like with biscuits and gravy is really part of the main thing. So might be a dish to consider for if you're doing a brunch on Christmas Day. Many people will do, maybe a big dinner mid to late afternoon, so you may start off the day with something. This would be relatively simple anyway, biscuits and gravy. You could make this. I mean, the sausage gravy is very quick to make, and biscuits you can make your own, or you can buy the little, some dough that's already done, which whatever you prefer. But they're quick to bake off. 15th, lemon cupcake day. Lemon cupcake, and of course, cupcakes are prolific now. Baking pastry shops are opening that just deal with cupcakes. It's neat because they're individual. Individual desserts, of course, we like those in the restaurants. They're you don't have you don't risk the edge of a cake or a pie or something drying out, or how many portions of I don't like it when the point breaks on the wedge of cake or pie. So individual desserts seem to be something good for restaurants. And now the cupcake, of course, instead of buying a whole cake and worrying about it, we have it's cake for one. And of course, the 16th is chocolate covered anything, so I guess if you have cupcakes, lemon cupcakes, usually we do chocolate, vanilla, but I've seen a carrot cake, anything you can make into a cake, you can make into a cupcake, and then be creative with the toppings. Let's see, chocolate covered anything is the 16th. 17th, maple syrup day. Maple syrup's always great, even though it's not really sugaring season. Well, in maybe some parts of the country, it might still be. We're having still warm days and cold nights, so you need to get the sap running. Maple syrup, like honey, natural sweetener. You can make candy out of it. I guess when the first snow comes, if you take the syrup and boil it down a little bit thicker to that hard crack stage, that 280, 290, then you can drizzle over fresh, fluffy snow. Be like that spun sugar we talked about last week. Let's see what else. 18th, roast suckling pig day. That reminds me of a porchetta. That could be a possibility for a Christmas roast. We'll talk about that later in the show. 19th, hard candy. And the 20th, sangria. We usually associate that with warmer weather and climates, but sangria is really another thing we could have on our list for our holiday celebrations. It's nice, instead of trying to figure out, what kind of wine or what types of, do cocktails, what people like. One of our best sellers at the restaurant is sangria. We do a seasonal ones. We make it white in the summer and red in the fall and winter. We'll go over that. That's really it's a nice crowd pleaser. Even over at Polytech, the Careers Cafe, even it's non-alcoholic, of course, but sangria or something along that line seems to be a favorite of people. So we'll start to look at some of these things. So our brunch, we've got what are we going to do for Christmas dinner? And could be, well, some interesting thoughts over the next hour. And, of course, next Monday we can wrap that up. Chef Bill's Table. I love you better.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, back at the table here, Chef Bill. Well, let's see what we're thinking about. Well, our holiday dinners. What's our strategy going to be? Right, talking about probably a roast. Right. You know, I do. For years I used to roast a fillet, whole tenderloin. We like those. They work well because of the shape. Once it's trimmed, it kind of starts and ends of the tapered part of the cylinder. And so you can get a wide range of temperatures. You have your thickest part would be rare, and then your tips toward each end would be a little bit more well done for those people that prefer that. It's very tender. It takes very little time to cook. Of course, expensive. I mean, to me, you know, it's Christmas dinner. It's, let's see, a whole flat, depending on the size. Sometimes they're 4 or 5 pounds. You're going to lose, if you buy a whole tenderloin, of course, you're going to lose probably, you know, 40% or so just in trimming the some of the fat that's on the outside and as such. There's no fat on the inside of the meat. There's no real marbling too much. Makes it nice and, it's tender. It's flavorful, but not as flavorful as a shell or a strip steak, sirloin, whichever market name you want to call it. But that would also make another good roast. But the filet is nice. Sometimes they're on sale, usually this time of year. The filets and the rib roasts are the two big sellers. And then for an alternate, of course, the crown roast of pork. And I've done pork roast, too. Pork roast is very good because it's lean, especially the loin, and it's tender. You don't have to worry about cook temperatures, although I do like mine a little bit slightly pink. Even if people prefer it well done, I would cook the rack pink, and then as you're slicing it, your sauce can finish heating up that pink the rest of the way, or at least initially have it a little bit. You don't want to say rare pork doesn't have much flavor, but medium to medium well. I like that little tinge of pink in there. It's totally safe. We're not feeding the hogs garbage for years and years. We haven't done that. Unless you buy yours from a farmer, that might be, but that's where the parasite would be, the trichinosis that everybody is afraid of. You don't hear about cases like that. It's commercially raised pork. It's all nice, good diets, nice grain fed. But the filet, let's talk about, rules of thumb, if you will, for roasts. Probably some general guidelines. So, of course, make sure your oven's calibrated. Most roasts do well at 325 to 350. If you're doing those long, slow smoking or barbecue type things, they're down around 225, 250. And, of course, smaller roasts and better cuts, say like the filet or the sirloin, can actually take a little bit higher temperature. You can go to 375, you can go to 400, 425. First of all, it helps them brown a little bit better, but really you don't have to slow cook a very tender roast. It's if it's a quality that you can make a steak from, of course, steaks you're pan searing or broiling or grilling, and that's certainly a very high temperature. So your smaller, finer roasts can take a little bit higher temperature. But even if you want to with a small one, if you brown it first in a pan, either in the roasting pan itself, if you have a nice heavy one, put it right over a couple of your burners there, and season your roast and brown it. If it's round, kind of roll it around, get it. You want the caramelization. It's not really to seal in any juices per se. It's more for flavor. We like to brown them, and especially the smaller roasts. A large turkey is going to get brown on its own, but a small pork tenderloin or a sirloin roast or something, you may want to brown in the pan first. Also, what we do with roasts, we like to tie them with butcher's string. And why do we do this? Well, it makes the roast cook a little bit more evenly, especially say in the case of a filet where you want. If you want a uniform thickness for your timing, you'll tuck the tail under and tie it with string. But we like to, it keeps the muscle compact, helps, again, for carving. Some roasts that have a little silver skin or a muscle might twist a little bit. You'll see your rib roasts are normally tied at least between the bones. So you tie it kind of like a sausage roll. You've got intervals of string around the circumference of the roast, and then I like to run a string loop around each of those strings that you've tied and kind of pull it all together. Run a string loop around each one over and under, and then tie it. That last tug at the end will just make that roast carve easier and cook easier. So somehow, or if it's poultry, you want to truss, at least truss the legs together so that tip of the breast meat is protected and doesn't get overcooked. Other rule of thumb, use a mirepoix. And mirepoix, we mean diced carrot, celery, and onion. If you want just carrot and onion, if you want to just use onion. But those are the vegetables that will help flavor your sauce. So the drippings in the pan will caramelize those vegetables, give you some flavor, give you some, again, caramel, vegetable caramel. I guess you would know that as Maggie or Kitchen Bouquet. That's basically all it is vegetable caramel. So use mirepoix, you do your own. They don't have to be cut, you know, any special way. In fact, you could use your, like, bits of celery, you know, from the end that maybe, you know, make sure you wash it, of course, but something that you may not be using for your side dish. You might have some little trimmings there. And we roast in a rack normally. You don't want the roast to sit in the bottom of the pan. Why? Because it kind of steams down there. Now, a small roast that you've seared off, maybe you would be okay, like if you're pan roasting. But most would benefit from being in the rack. And with the mirepoix under, the drippings are going to, again, caramelize the vegetables. If you don't have a rack, then I would put them, you know, sometimes I've done a, you know, inverted steel platter or even on a large cut mirepoix. The onions and carrots and vegetables will kind of hold the roast off the bottom of the pan. But that's what can tend to happen sometimes. You might have too much, not really browning going on. Oftentimes when we do a roast at higher temperatures, we will turn the roast. I've read where people even recommend that for a turkey. If you have it breast side up, turn it over halfway through or a third of the way through. Kind of simulate, I guess, that rotisserie type thing. And let the juices kind of run evenly. So we said better cuts of meat and poultry can go at higher temperatures. And then a final rule, let it rest before carving. Don't take your roast right out of the oven and start cutting into it. The juices have to, what happens is with the heat, the juices kind of get pushed towards the center of the roast. And you want those to work their way back out and stay in the roast itself and not go running out. So give yourself plenty of time. Time, temperature guides, again, depending on your oven. Most proteins, 10 to 15 minutes a pound, depending on the doneness you like. Some poultries might take a little bit longer, but best to allow yourself extra time. You know, add an extra 45 minutes to an hour, let's say, for a large roast. Have it ready in case you need to cook it a little bit more, but, you know, the large roast can sit up to that much time and still be good temperature in the middle. Tenting with foil, that's what you would do just to let it rest. Not tightly, you don't want it to steam. You will get a little bit of what we call carryover cooking. And it could be 5, 6, 7 degrees more than when you take it out of the oven. So, again, don't, maybe with your instant read thermometer, take it out a couple of degrees earlier than you want and know that as it sits, especially a larger roast, is going to pick up a few degrees of doneness in that resting time. So maybe with a couple of these tips here, maybe overcome your fear of roasting. So many people, I guess because a roast is an investment. It's a large cut of meat or poultry, and you want it to come out right. But the best thing, again, don't push it, don't rush it. Keep your temperature under control. Brown it first, for small cuts especially. Larger cuts you're not going to worry about. They'll get nice and brown anyway. For example, is an old recipe found years ago, a roast rib for two. So say, there's only a couple, three of us, you know, I'm not going to do a whole prime rib, or I'm not going to do a whole big fillet. A roast rib for two. This one was actually called for a frozen roast. And it was a bone-in prime rib. Probably one bone with, you know, a good, about 2.5 pounds. With the bones, so that's a pretty good portion. In a 400-degree oven, And the idea was you rub it with a little bit, you know, salt, pepper, maybe a little Worcestershire sauce. But you would stand the rib up between your two baking potatoes that you're going to have. Potatoes should be, you know, at least a half pound each. And the 400-degree ovens, here's a case where you've got a high oven, and, of course, the rib is, you can also serve it as a steak. So you can cook it at a high temperature. But that being that it's frozen, remember, if something's frozen, it takes about 50% longer time to cook. So if something would cook in half an hour fresh, if it was frozen, it would probably take about 45 minutes. That's kind of my rule of thumb for cooking frozen versus fresh. You know, something would take 2 hours, then you allow three. So in this case, frozen would take about an hour and 15 minutes to get rare. Remember, you're starting with frozen meat, but what helps do is, of course, stand up. And you're going to get it nice and brown on the outside from the oven. Because of the fact it's frozen, it's going to take that little bit longer to cook. If you were using a fresh one, I would say sear it first and still try to stand it up between something. This way you've got a roast for two. What you do, you could slice it across like a steak, or you could just split it right to get two nice cuts of prime rib. So either way, but fresh or frozen, roast for two. If you like rib, cook it like a big steak or a standing roast between two potatoes and enjoy it. We've got a break for news and we'll be back at the table.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. You can expect long lines today at post offices around the country. Today is expected to be the busiest day for mailing and shipping around the country. David Rupert is a spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in Denver.
Make sure that you ship in a sturdy box. That's the biggest advice. You know, sometimes those shirt boxes are just too flimsy, and never wrap it in holiday wrapping.
The Postal Service is expected to handle over 600 million pieces of mail today, including about 40 million packages. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are officially going after each other on Twitter. The billionaire real estate developer and the Texas senator are the frontrunners of the moment in Iowa, and they've been tweeting shots since Friday. The exchanges heated up yesterday when Trump said on Fox News Sunday that Cruz acts like a, quote, a little bit of a maniac in the Senate. Cruz replied with a tweet linked to a YouTube video of the song Maniac from the movie Flashdance. President Obama heads to the Pentagon today, where he'll host a national security meeting on combating ISIS. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com/St. Jude and join the conversation with hashtag The Giving Hat.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's here talking about, a roast rib for two. The filet, again, my favorite. If you want to substitute something a little bit less costly, an eye round would work. Eye round is very lean, obviously not as tender as the filet, but when it's cooked medium rare and sliced very thinly, that makes a nice roast. We've done this before with, rub it with some peppercorn, get it nice and peppery, and slice it, put it in some wraps, put it in lettuce wraps and salad. Sometimes you'll see eye round steaks, little sandwich steaks. They're, again, a little chewy if you cook them too long. But the eye round does work for a nice roast. But the filet, if you can get it, well worth it. Now, what happens if you buy a whole filet? If you want to roast, if you have enough people, roast the whole thing. Of course, sliced makes something nice, great sandwich the next day. But if you say you want to just have a centerpiece of maybe 3 or 4 pounds or something like that, the tips can always go for a nice beef stroganoff. You don't want to stew it. You want to just actually cook your tips medium rare to medium. You just want to saute them quickly. And don't reboil them in the sauce. Don't do a... You could do a... You know, a lot of people do a stroganoff with a cheaper cut and braise it, and which is fine. But if you want the true stroganoff, the tips should be just sautéed medium rare or rare. But also the tips would make, we'd make the tips on a salad, do a quick marinade, some orange juice, a little bit of soy sauce and garlic, and grill those for on top of a little mixed greens with some gorgonzola. Or you can make little kebabs out of them, or even serve and turf kebabs, do a little shrimp and filet cube. But anyway, this—if you want to actually use filet and stretch it out a little bit, this is one of my favorites. Used to found it years ago, a place in California. I think it was owner Narsai David. It was called Filet Farsi. I think it's in the Great American Cuisine cookbook from years ago. Very interesting. It kind of looks like a meatloaf when it comes out, but it's tenderloin in the middle. So for this one, 3 to 4 pounds of filet, and you want it the uniform, what we call the barrel cut, right from the center. And you need a pound of ground pork and a pound of ground veal. And usually these are ground very finely. You can find them in the market. A lot of times you've got the mix for meatloaf or meatballs, beef, veal, and pork. But what you need is just veal and pork, these two lighter meats. So a pound each of that. You need about a half cup of minced shallot, minced them fairly fine, and along with a couple of cloves of garlic. You'll need a third of a cup of cream, heavy cream, and 4 egg yolks. Salt and pepper. And what you'll do when you're making any raw meat mixture like this, what I always do is to check for seasoning. Of course, most people aren't going to eat the raw meat. You just take a little teaspoonful, and you can poach it, you can fry it, you can put it in the microwave for 10 seconds just to let it cook a little bit. So salt, pepper, a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, and a teaspoon of dried tarragon. If you don't have the tarragon, use another herb if you'd like. I think basil would be good, even if you just have parsley. So what we're going to do is we have your oven at 375 degrees to cook this. You have your filet, of course, trimmed of all the fat and everything. And then you're going to mix your pork and your veal with the half cup of shallot, the garlic, the third of a cup of cream, the egg, the seasonings. Mix it well and then chill it for at least 2 hours. You need this mixture to be cold because we're going to roll it out. We're going to roll it out into a sheet that's big enough to encase the filet. You'll probably want to roll it on a piece of wax paper. Although if you have a good spatula or a big cook's knife, you can kind of scrape it off the cutting board easily. But you want to roll this nice and tightly. And you're going to pick up the end and wrap the whole filet. The thing should, again, look like a raw meatloaf. If there's any little holes developed, you can kind of just push the... It's a force meat, we'll call this, or you want to call it a meatloaf. You can kind of push any openings you have. You can just kind of push a little bit of the mixture there to close them up. So you want this to be, you're protecting the filet. We used to call it a, a Wellington when you bake it in a pastry. And to me, you know, steaming the filet, it can handle it. It's okay. But this is an even neater way to do it because you get a roast that's, if it's rare right from the outside of the filet to the inside. It's kind of protected by this forcemeat. And it's also flavored, basted. Ground pork and veal are fairly lean, but there is still a little bit of fat in there. So 375 oven, and at least 45 minutes you're going to roast this. So check it with your thermometer, for your rare, medium rare. Remember, it's going to pick up a few degrees after cooking. And you have yourself, you bring it to the table, and great celebration, we're going to have meatloaf. And then inside is this beautiful filet that's perfectly roasted. You don't have to worry about it. And with this, I think they served a béarnaise sauce, or you could make a brown sauce for it. Another thing, with your roasting to remember, especially if you're a little strapped for time, make some broth ahead. Whether if you're doing poultry, if you're doing pork, even if you want to make just a turkey stock, that's something that's kind of all-purpose. Or if you want to make a beef stock. Advantage to that is, of course, without the salt in there, you can do reductions. What we mean by reductions is cooking down your liquid, evaporating water, concentrating the flavor. If it's a real true stock, then the gelatin in there will help thicken it up a little bit, get what's down to your demi-glaze. But if you're going to make any kind of gravy or sauce, you need some broth or stock. I know you can get unsalted now, which is fine. The broths are made with meat scraps, and stock to me is made with, you've got to have some bones and some gelatin in there. Either one will work for flavor. For richness and body, of course, something made with some bones, there's no faking that one. It either is the real thing or it isn't. So now we have to pick our roast. We said the 18th, of course, Roast Suckling Pig Day. I think for me this year, I'm going to do a turducken. I've done, beef. I've done the pork the last few years. Pork is great. It goes with a nice, either one, rice, nice roasted vegetables. I roast the vegetables right with the meat. And then, of course, I'll serve buffet style, so I slice what I think I need and then lay the meat on top of the vegetables, and the sauce or gravy can be right in the pan. So it kind of keeps the meat's not really sitting in the sauce and boiling too much. I have these, I use them like chafing dishes, but they're slow cookers. So they have a thermostat on them, a thermometer, and you can set it to 150, 140. You want it above 140 to be safe, but at that point it's not really cooking things much. It's just keeping things warm. But if you want to, the roast suckling pig, a porchetta is the nearest thing you can get to that. If you're not going to do a little piggy, you take you see porchetta recipes using just a shoulder of pork, which is fine. But the one I've done, really, I like to use the loin and the belly. And that's really what it resembles, a porchetta, a small pig. It's supposed to be the loin, and over in Europe, they usually leave, you've seen Irish bacon. So it's got not just the belly, but it's got the loin eye on there also. Looks like a slice of smoked pork chop. So the porchetta, we need some pork belly, and I like it with the skin on. You want that crispiness. That's the best part of a roast like that. And we hammer it out with the meat tenderizer, the bumpy edge, kind of spread it out. It'll help, and you'll need to dock the skin either with a knife or a good cook's fork. Just make little pinpricks all over it. And we have the loin trimmed of fat. So you've got belly, which is a lot of fat wrapping around the loin that's very lean. You'll line the inside of the belly with, I used fresh sliced oranges and basil and garlic. You could use rosemary. The fruit's very nice in there. It keeps some moisture and flavor. And you roll the belly around the loin. So you have your loin cut piece the same length as the belly. And you, again, you have to tie this. Tie it at intervals with the string. And the best thing to do is let it sit overnight uncovered in the refrigerator so the skin kind of even gets, will get even crisper. But this roast you put in the oven, I'm telling you, you know, you can cook it, you know, fairly high temp, you know, 350. If towards the end you need the skin to be a little bit browner, you could just, you crank up the oven to 425, 450 to brown. I'd rather brown it at the end than brown it at the beginning, in this case, so you don't get it too burnt. But this makes a nice roast. You've got the crackling skin, you've got the belly, which is what bacon comes from, and then the lean loin inside. So great centerpiece. If you have the time to set it up, you know, the day before, it's just then simple, put it in the oven. And that could be served with a vermouth with the broth, slightly thickened up, is good. Vermouth has a lot of herbs in it. Or you could go the other way and just serve a nice green sauce with herbs and a little oil and vinegar or lemon juice, capers. Sometimes there's garlic and anchovy in there. A nice salsa verde would be nice with this also. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and then we'll get back at the table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Winding down back at the table here. So our roasting, so we've got beef. Oh, another option for beef, I think I mentioned the sirloin. And there's a lot of things called sirloin out there. Make sure it comes from the loin, obviously, not the round top sirloin. There's bottom sirloin. There's hip sirloin. There's sometimes it has to say on the label which primal it comes from. So you, if it says sirloin tip or top sirloin, make sure it comes from the loin primal and not the round one, you know, kind of right next to each other there. But be a little, of course, from the loin, you'll spend a little bit more, but it'll be worth it. It's a little more tender and more flavor. But what we're talking about here is the cut of meat that you get your strip steaks from, Mullen's New York strip steaks. And we take a good chunk of that, 2 or 3 pounds, and roast it. And what I like to do is trim off most of the fat. You need a little bit on there, or you could trim it all if you want, and season, rub the whole thing. You need, you know, some olive oil and or butter, nice rosemary would be good, although sometimes if you don't have the fat, you don't want too many of the needles, unless you're using fresh, you don't want too many of the needles getting in there, but nice peppercorn or even a salt crust I've done with the sirloin. Take all the fat off and encase it in the salt paste, kosher salt with a little water. Some people put a little bit of egg white in there. And the roast is not salty. It kind of, it's again like we did that fillet cooked in the force meat. It kind of steams it inside a crust, but it still allows it to get a little bit, some of the moisture can escape, so it gets a little bit brown. But the best way would be trim it down, peppercorn it, sear it in a pan, roast it in a high oven, let it rest, and you'll slice across just like you, instead of cutting steaks, you're cutting slices of roast. Very, very good. It's going to be, you know, close to as tender as a fillet. Of course, it'll be a little bit less money, probably a little more flavor than the fillet also. It's like roasting a big steak. Probably easier. In the summertime, we think of, you know, we're grilling, we're outside. In the wintertime, we kind of turn the ovens on, warm the house up, make the house smell good. So a sirloin roast would be nice. And of course, crown roast of pork is a nice centerpiece, showpiece. Butchers have to do that. They have to cut the chine bone and make it look like a little crown. I've done this with lamb or pork. Usually you put a stuffing in the middle. I would get the roast fairly cooked, and then you can spoon the stuffing in for the towards the end of cooking to heat through, or cook your stuffing separately and then mound it in the middle. And this is where even you could do like a rice stuffing or a pilaf or something to serve it. If you don't, you know, go for the whole crown, the rack of pork, same cut, the center loin, you could buy just as many bones as you want, especially if you don't have a big crew coming. Rack of pork, certainly beautiful roast to do. Beats the heck out of it's the same thing you're cutting pork chops with, but the roast loin, either bone in is better. Again, especially with this rack, you can kind of set it on the bones so it's got its own roasting rack. But the loin, you could even stuff that just like the porchetta. You could butterfly the loin out or make an incision, insert some pesto or some garlic, rosemary, or even some of the fresh orange peel into the rack of pork. Like I said, I'm doing turducken, which I'm going to wrap the chicken with the duck with the turkey. I kind of do it a lot of people lay out the turkey first and then put the stuffing and then put the duck, then the stuffing, the chicken. The way the technique I saw was a little bit easier. You stuff your chicken, roll the chicken around the stuffing. I use skewers to hold the chicken closed. And then when that chicken's rolled up, then you spread out the duck, put the stuffing over the inside of the duck, and then roll that or wrap that around the chicken, skewer that, and then you can take the chicken skewers out because, of course, the duck's holding that together. And you could also do butcher's twine if you have a butcher's needle. You could sew these together. And then the turkey comes last. Have the stuffing spread out and then wrap the turkey around the duck. Of course, I like to break the drumsticks and bone them out and stuff the drumsticks with stuffing. That's kind of a treat to have the dark meat just with the stuffing there. It's like its own little like a stuffed ham. But I think turducken's going to be the one this year. Oh, sangria. Got a couple of minutes left here. We can talk about that. We'll catch up on some party ideas next week also. But sangria, again, you can have like a formula. So whether you're doing red or white wine, you want some kind of fruit that's seasonal in there. And it kind of goes with, you know, your winter fruits, maybe apple, plums, pears, something maybe would go with red wine. So you have some wine and you have some kind of spirit. Now, traditionally it would be brandy if you're doing a true Spanish sangria. But you may have some flavored liqueur that you want to use. So as long as it's something with a little bit of, you know, a higher alcohol content. If you're using some kind of liqueur, then you may not need any fruit juice. Sometimes you want a little bit of juice for some fruit flavor. Optional, some people splash a little seltzer on top to carbonate it. I don't think you need it. But if you're not using a sweet spirit, then you want some kind of sweetener in there. And some people, you know, may use agave syrup. Maple syrup would be great. We're doing it this time of year. We'll use the maple syrup. Make it kind of a seasonal sangria. So you'll find your right proportion. So the idea is you've got your wine and you're diluting it with some fruit and probably some fruit juice. And then adding something a little stronger to bring that proof back up a little bit. Again, brandy's traditional. Flavored brandies would work. Just watch them for the sweetness. If you use the flavored, some of the fruit flavored brandies are very sweet, so you may not need any other sweetener in there. And then you have your fresh fruit floating in there, and you've got a nice party punch. And again, you can tailor it to the wine that you like, whether it's red or white, and to the seasonal flavors. So we have eating the week turned out not too bad. We've got an idea for brunch: biscuits and gravy. We've got maple syrup for a sweetener in our sangria. Roast sucking pig. We could do a porchetta or a nice crown roast. And of course, sangria. Sangria day is also fried shrimp day, so that might even make a good appetizer. Although the Times did clams this week, maybe we'll see what we can make some kind of soup for Christmas dinner. That's how I like to start. Chef Bill signing off. We'll get together next week, next Monday, same time, same station. Chef Bill's Table at 100andchamberradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor.
You can expect long lines today at post offices around the country. Today is expected to be the busiest day for mailing and shipping around the country. David Rupert is a spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in Denver.
Make sure that you ship in a sturdy box. That's the biggest advice. Sometimes those shirt boxes are just too flimsy, and never wrap it in holiday wrapping.
The Postal Service is expected to handle over 600 million pieces of mail today, including about 40 million packages. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are officially